Blog Talk Radio.
Here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Ken, want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it always inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible women on the show that have been successful in their businesses and continue to be successful in their businesses. And it also inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who just took my advice and started their business or just took that extra step on doing what they want to do to build a better career for themselves. And as always, I want to tell people, if you want to be successful, you must surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans or your provisions. Remember, guys, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your dream, your life, your reality. So remember this. Last week on the show, we discussed some home-based business opportunities, gave you some basic essentials on how to open up your business. Today, I'm going to give you a few little other business ideas and some current events I got. Today on the show, I'm going to be talking to Mr. Trey Chaney, an actor, an artist, but you most know him from the HBO series, The Wire. He'll be here in the studio. Guys, he is so cool. So, hey, check that interview out. Want to say good morning to my XRQK, Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime, America Radio Network. Good morning, L.A. Good morning, good morning. All right, guys, going to switch gears a little bit. Had my ear to the street this week on a whole bunch of reality shows, guys, so that is going to be a mess. Had my ear to the street with Real House of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop in New York, Preachers of L.A., Black Ink Crew, and also this new one, Blood is Thicker Than Water. MJ, good morning. Are you there? Got MJ and Miss S on the line this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Miss S. Is Miss S still there? Okay, well, we're going to move on. All right, let's talk about Preachers of L.A. Preachers, come on. Her.
Oh, wow.
Girl, I don't know where
I couldn't believe they put the pastor on Front Street like that, making that man marry that lady. I mean, it's been 16 years, and wow, I don't know about that. That was kind of crazy.
Girl, I don't know. I know, but Dietrich, you see, Dietrich and them, they went to the Essence Festival. They did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He saw Chaney, Dr. Chaney appointed his wife as a co-pastor. Kudos to them. But to me, it was all about Bishop Jones, girl.
He just needs to be gone and marry LaRetta.
She
seemed like she's decent. I mean, she stuck around for 16 years. I mean,
yeah. Hey, Miss S, you there? You joining us with the Preachers of L.A.? Okay, I guess her. All right. Your blood, what is it? Blood is thicker than water. You didn't like that one.
Water, yes.
Oh,
that one.
That was just all over the place.
Oh, man.
That was just all over the place.
Hey, has a bad rap. This one really takes it to another level.
Ooh, I know. I was like, you know, he make the other preachers look kind of, I don't know.
And it's not so much as him, it's the wife. I'm like, two jets? Are you serious? I mean, what's wrong with just driving a car? Do you really need to
Girl,
do
that? What was that truck that went to the hangar to look at look at the jets? What was that? A truck?
I don't know what that was.
I was like, what is that? What is that?
No, honey. I was like, mm-mm.
What about your Houston Beauties?
I swear, that show has more fights than Jerry Springer.
I wonder if they're going to get another season.
I'll be surprised if they do. I really I mean, it's nice that Houston is on the map as far as reality TV, but
they need to bring it to Houston. That's what I'm talking about. They need to bring it to us. You know what we need?
Yeah,
some
but do
stuff.
You see what it's producing now? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it'll get better, and maybe there'll be a lesson learned at the end. But right now, it's a little ratchet.
that's a mess.
Yeah. So
hey, Miss S, you want to weigh in on the Houston Beauties or your Preachers of L.A.?
Oh, let's do Preachers of L.A.
Oh, we back to Preachers of L.A., MJ?
Oh.
Okay. What you got to say about our preachers? What you got to say? Did you like
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, did you like when Dietrich and Dominique, they went to New Orleans for the Essen Festival? Did you check that out?
Yeah, I liked those two. But I do feel like the show was all about Bishop Noel.
Oh, I know. That's what a gossip was. That's what I said. He just need to go and marry her. Hi, MJ.
Yeah.
He need to go. Oh, you know what? Did you not know that when somebody told me this, and I guess I wasn't listening, Bishop Jones is Grace Jones' brother. Did you not know that?
Yeah, that's all. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the brother. So I kind of see the resemblance a little bit.
That would be nice.
Oh, that would be super awesome. Did you watch Love and Hip Hop New York? Did you catch a little of that?
That one's going downhill for me.
Girl, I know. Well, I saw, I don't know, Miss S, I don't know if you watched it, but Amina finally told Tara about the marriage. But you know what?
Yeah, it went down last night.
Went down last night. But based on M-Stars, .com, it was a fake marriage because Amina was caught up in an immigration scandal. She was facing being deported, so Peter Guns went on and married her. So you got to check out your blogs, y'all. You got to read it. So
yeah,
maybe it's not
Germany. She's a native German, so.
Right. And then you see, well, I don't know, like I said, you don't watch that one. Joe Budden had another woman in the bedroom. So I think that relationship going to be over.
It should have been over before it started.
Yes, I agree.
Right, but that blood thicker than water on Bravo, I mean, it had me dizzy. They were just everywhere. Everybody was just everywhere. I didn't like that one. I had to get to that. I don't even drink beer, but I got to get me a beer and tune in that one. So, I don't know. What else did you watch, MJ? Did you watch
House
on there? Who else? I'm trying to think. I can't think of all my shows today.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. What was? Oh yeah. You had Phaedra and Apollo. They moved to a new house. There's something going on with them too. I wonder what's going on with my little power couple.
He's not getting that attention. I mean, she has two kids. She's running a business. She's a lawyer. I mean, good Lord. All the time can't be spent with you, Apollo. Sorry.
No, I hate that, though.
Huh? And maybe he can help out a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, the baby's, what, 2 months old? That's a lot of time.
And you see Gone with the Wind, Fabulous, she made up with the girls a little bit. That was kudos to her on that one. You know, NeNe pulled it off.
How long
NeNe
that
pulled
lasts.
It together. I know. But that's okay. I like that. I'm glad they kind of pulling together, you know. Candy, And the mama, you see, they kind of got into it a little bit about Todd. That mama just don't like nobody she with.
I understand she's being protective of her daughter. I have no problem with that. But Candy's grown. Let her. If she gonna make a mistake, let her make it. She got to bump her head, you know.
Yeah.
Got to bump
right,
her head. But
right.
It seemed like she was more concerned about her pockets than she was really worried about her daughter breaking, you know, getting her heart broken.
But
she was worried about,
well,
oh,
so
it's
right?
To you, I might lose this house, or you know, it. And then
right.
Next week, it seemed like the brother is worrying about his checks too. And I'm like, okay.
Which brother? The manager?
Oh, yeah.
The manager.
Yeah. He worried about his checks. Everybody worried about Todd taking money from him. I'm like, I think Todd had a job before he met
Candy. Yeah, he did.
I mean,
that's
I could be
I'm
wrong.
Still
I don't know, but.
Hmm.
I don't know. That whole thing was.
I like Todd, too. I really think they are really a cute couple. And I love Candy because Candy really is a true businesswoman. I like that about her. So.
Yeah.
I don't know who else was on there. What else was going jumping on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Well, Cordell and the.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Poor Portia.
He do.
Girl,
I
like her haircut. She was rocking that cute little cut. I know that. That was cute.
So
did you like that? Did you like her new cut?
Yeah, it fits her. She has a
cute. I think so. I like that. Well, all righty, MJ, thank you for calling in this morning. You know, guys, we got to give y'all dose of reality. I know we were all over the place today. We watched everything, so we didn't know where to start from our preachers. I got to love my preachers, and I'm going to get one of my preachers on the show, so we definitely going to have to get that one going. So, but thank you, MJ, for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. All righty, guys, that was your dose of reality. Again, I got to give you guys your dose of reality. All right, guys, going to give you your blast from the past. And when I come back, going to have Mr. Trey Chaney in the studio. Again, he is the guy from HBO series The Wire. But he has a lot of other things going on, so tune in for the interview so you can catch him on his current events, things that he got going on in the studio, because he is a producer, he is a rapper, he is a true artist, and I'll give you an inside scoop that whenever he produces a video, your Queen Bee will possibly be on the video. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I don't know. That's what he told me. But all right, guys, hold tight. Be back. Enjoy your blast from the past. Be right back.
All right. We got a blast from the past.
Every episode remains in this mode. Very cool, very calm. There's no sweat in my the description. It's a scribe to get on the mic. I'm the TR-808, huh, but just call me D-Nice.
A writer, a producer, and he continues to soar in the entertainment industry. He's worked with actors and actresses such as Chris Rock, Vivica Fox, and Bernie Mac. He also has been in movies such as The Salon, Head of State, and the CBS series The Difference. But he's most known for his role as Hoop in the HBO series The Wire. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the studio Trey Chaney. Hey, Trey, how you doing?
What's up? How you doing? I'm honored to be on. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you took the time to call. I know you have a tight schedule. I know you're busy. So,
so good. I make time for things like this, special things like this.
Thank you. Well, tell my listeners, what was your big break in the acting scene? Like, what was your first role?
Well, you know, it's funny because I was actually casted for The Wire. That was my first acting job ever. A lot of people don't know. You know, I started off in this business at the age of 8 years old at the R&B and hip hop dance. I was going back and forth to the Apollo Theater, you know, back in the late 80s. You know, I remember, you know, being backstage with Mike Tyson, Big Daddy Kane, all those legends, you know, just in the entertainment business period. But, like, throughout the years, I always knew that I wanted to, like, tackle, you know, acting. I wanted to be in some form of, you know, television, whether it was TV or movies. And it's funny because my first role ever that I auditioned for and got cast for all within the same, like, Luke with The Wire.
Okay.
So that was, I mean, I have to, like, give that show credit for being, like, my first breakout role ever for anyone to ever see me on television.
Okay. Like, what was your most controversial role that you ever played?
Well, I guess, like, at this point in my career right now, because, see, The Wire was on for 5 years, and it ended in 2008, and since then, I went on to, you know, produce a couple of other films, Lorenzo and Monica, Dead Money, that features Clifton Powell, Soleil, and Starletta Dubois, It's on, you know, Amazon.com right now and in Walmart and Target. So I guess, like, roles like that were similar to the characters I played in The Wire. So I can't, like, really say that I got that controversial role.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm still out here as sort of like, you know, as a fresh actor that's really, you know, grinding and auditioning still every week. And, you know, it's so many, like, great moments that's happening for me right now in television as well as movies.
Yeah.
I guess I can switch up the controversial side of it by saying a role that, you know, that I play this character named Devaris White. Devaris White in my new film, Six Hearts, One Beat, and it's about me falling in love with a young lady with 14. Actually, like, creating a whole bunch of buzz on the internet right now. We just dropped the trailer today.
Okay.
And it's produced by, you know, and directed by a good buddy of mine named Frank Jackson.
Okay.
And that's a different role for me because people used to see me, you know, play the bad guy.
The
tough guy. Movie, you know, the family movie. All, I mean, from the grandparents to the young kids, everybody can come, you know, be a part of this experience with this film. So I guess this is a different role, and it puts me more in a positive light, and I'm so, like, thankful to have a role like that.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, do you still maybe sometimes keep in touch with the Wire cast members periodically?
You know what, one thing I can actually say about, you know, the Wire cast members, we all are like family.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody still, you know, like, keep in contact. And, you know, we actually work on a lot of projects together. I know Slim Charles is actually from D.C. My man Anwan, Big G Glover, he's actually from D.C. And that's where I'm from. You know, we do a lot of projects together. I still keep in touch with Bodie and, you know, Snoop, every chance we get to catch up with each other, you know, because everybody's schedule
is
busy right now. But every time we get a chance to catch up, it always works out, and we really, you know, like I said, it's the most family-oriented cast that I've ever worked with.
That's good that y'all still keep in touch. So how was the transition, like, changing from the acting to the music industry?
Well, it was kind of easy for me because, see, another thing a lot of people might not know is I started off in the music business. I know I said, you know, I was an R&B and hip-hop dancer, but at the same time, that part of the business was sort of rubbing off on me. Just because I was around so many talented artists back in the day. Like I said, Big Daddy Kane. I remember Busta Rhymes when he was with Leaders in the New School. You know, different things of that nature. And I was always recording, but at the same time, you know, it was never a time where I could really focus on my music because once the acting thing jumped off for me, that took up all of my time. So when I got a chance to really say, okay, you know, now I'm getting ready to introduce Trent Taney, the artist, as a hip-hop artist. What type of issues do I want to speak about? And, of course, I'm touching on, you know, real issues that affect today's society, along with, you know, just some groundbreaking type records that's getting a lot of recognition right now on BET, MTV, and, you know, so the transition, like, breaking into music was just, it was a smooth transition for me, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you know, It's hard for actors to make that transition and for people to really accept it, but I've been blessed for, you know, fans to be able to write me on my website and say, man, your music is touching me, you know, you got some great music, and, you know, I've been able to get shows, and it's just been a real cool ride so far.
So you got any, like, singles or albums out right now? Let us know so
I dropped three EPs this year. The normal action was one, Hungry Humble Honest Part 1, Hungry Humble Honest Part 2, and then I just dropped this joint called The Curriculum. But some of the records, you know, I shot 8 videos. All of these are on my website. 2 of the videos popped up on 106 and Park last year. You know, that footage is on my site. You know, I was called to come to 106 and Park to introduce a song called Fatherhood.
Okay.
And about their foot, the father's band is continued. You know, I mean, that's a big thing out here in today's society. It's a lot of young people growing up without fathers. Touching on those types of issues. And then I introduced another record called Radical Readers. And when people listen to the title, they're like, this dude was actually up here rapping about, you know, a child reading 30 minutes a day and the importance of education, but, you know, it caught the attention of BET. They're like, yo, this stuff that you're talking about and the content and the music production of it is something that we want to mess with. So it's those type of records, and then you got a record out there called Be Yourself that MTV just picked up this year. MTV actually picked up three of my videos within this year alone.
I'm going to check them out.
In two months back-to-back, like MTV, they picked Be Yourself up. And that's just a branding type record saying if more people in the world would just be themselves, you know, this world could be a better place. You know what I'm saying? They picked up another joint called Live World AIDS Anthem, and that's my anthem for anybody that's battling HIV/AIDS. So, you know your status, or even the people that may not have it, still go to the doctor, know your status, get tested. I got my own studio, so there's no reason for me not to be able to record every time, every day I want, and shoot videos. I got my own film crew, and these videos are actually seeing the light of day, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, you know what? If you ever hit another video, just hit me up. I might want to be a backup dancer. I can't dance, but
it's all good.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Well, I know one thing. I got a few emails when people knew I was getting you on the show. So, but the ladies want to know: are you single?
No, I'm not. I'm not single. I've been married going on 9 years.
Okay, ladies, he is off the market. He is off the market.
Yeah, and I have a son. He's 7 years old.
Oh.
And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people in this entertainment business, they don't really speak the truth when it comes to their relationship status. But I just feel as though, you know, I got fans that want to know. You know, I got female fans that love me for what I do, and
right.
Only right that I be truthful.
That's true.
You know?
Respectful, and truthful.
This is what who Trey Jamie is. You know, I'm married. I'm a family man.
Oh, that's
you know what
good.
I'm saying? I'm the head of my house, so, you know, the wife, she good, son good, you know what I'm saying? So it's good. I think, you know, the more and more artists open up and share those type of messages instead of following the, you know, the quote-unquote entertainment answer for it, then, you know, It just allows your fans to be drawn more.
Be drawn more, right. You're absolutely right. Well, Mr. Cheney, I am so glad you called and gave us all this information. Guys, everyone on Open Talk 2, support him on his new project that's coming up. Check out his music. Let's check his, go to his website. Give us your website again and your Twitter page so we can get your followers in there.
Okay, the website is MrTreyChaney.com, and it's MrTreyChaney.com, and then my Twitter is @TreyChaney. So @TreyChaney, and then MrTreyChaney.com, and my Instagram is MrTreyChaney. So, I mean, you know, that's all my info. I'm constantly on social media, just pumping all of my stuff that I'm doing each and every day. And like I said, 6Hot1 B Trailer just dropped today. So, I mean, that'd be something that y'all can definitely vibe with.
All righty, guys. All right, guys, make sure you follow him on Twitter, follow him on Instagram, check his music videos out. We got to support each other on this. So, Trey, thank you for calling, and have a blessed one.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. Don't hang up yet.
All right, guys. I am back. Hope you enjoyed Mr. Trey Cheney. He has a lot going on, y'all. Again, I don't know if y'all remember The Wire or not, but he was one of the bad guys on The Wire. I know everybody remembers the show, so... Y'all, make sure y'all support him. He got a new show coming out. It's coming out on BET. That's coming out soon. All right, guys. Next week on the show, going to have a special treat. Love and Hip Hop, Chrissy and Mr. Jones. Mama Jones going to be in the studio, y'all. So check her out. Y'all make sure for that. Going to switch gears a little bit quickly. Just going to give you your business side of the show. All right, guys, as always, I always tell you guys, if you want any additional information, consult with your small business administration. Check out Score Houston. They have the best outlet for business startup kits, free business counseling, information for grants and loans. going to give you quickly some home-based business ideas. Remember, these are business ideas that's on a budget, so think about that. Consultant, you got a house sitter or a pet sitter, you got to think outside the box for that. Professional organizer, personal service, proofreading service, or someone that does and create resumes. So think about those. Those just are really, really quickly going to give you the current events. November the 19th, Score Houston is having a small business selling and security forum. It's going to be a business matchmaking event from 8:30 to 4 p.m. November the 20th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to give you access capital and understanding your credit report. Plus, it's going to talk with successful I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm sorry. December the 2nd from 11 a.m. For 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., writing a award-winning business plan. Think about that. All right, guys, make sure you check out the Houston Power Women Football Team. They're gearing up for their next season. www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Check them out on Facebook. Like them on Twitter. Like me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Open Talk 2. Email me for any ideas, questions, or anything you want to have on your mind, you just want to talk about, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll be back next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Again, I will have Mama Jones in the studio, guys. You got to check that out. So I'll be back November the 19th, 10 a.m. Guys, have a blessed week, blessed weekend. See you next week.